If you're a busy working mom and you really need some more energy these days, but you're tired of people telling you just to prioritize your sleep, well, you got to tune into this week's episode because I'm going to share with you 4 realistic ways to create some energy as a busy working mom.
Hey, I'm Brianne McKenzie. I'm a mom of 4 little kids, teacher of students with special needs, and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday, tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Podcast. Today, we're chatting about energy. Well, we're doing that most of this month because I think we can all use it. But also, I'm also doing that in the Moms Get Shit Done Club. And I really like to kind of give a little bit of a glimpse as to what we're working on over there in the club in case you are interested. But I really feel like these tips are ones that maybe we don't consider that often. I know that when we hear about moms needing more energy, you always hear prioritize sleep. And I always laugh at that because it's like, do you not think we would want to make that a priority? Like, of course we would. Our children make that not possible to prioritize most of the time. So we have to figure out other ways to do that. And sometimes we, you know, reach for the coffee cup a little too often or, you know, other ways. But I want to chat about my few ways that I prioritize energy in my life as a busy working mom. And maybe they can be helpful for you too. I think there's about 4 of them. So let's get started. Okay, so the first one I want to talk about is really more like a reframe. And I start with this first because it's the one that everyone will expect. It's to create your energy. So when I was a busy mom on maternity leave with 4 babies, someone said to me one time, I'd always say, I don't have time for the workout. I'm so exhausted. When I do have the time, I should be sleeping, that kind of thing. And someone said to me one time, like, okay, so if you move your body, you're going to actually create the energy so that you aren't getting from sleep. And that's not to say like you stay up late at night to do it, but I would always find myself like lazing on the couch when I could, which I always still did a little bit of. But I found that if I just used some of that time to move my body, that I was actually creating energy to create the patience and the mental capacity that I needed to be with my kids. So when I say that, though, I do not mean going to the gym for 2 hours, because if you are able to do that, great. But I know when my kids were little, especially, I mean, I still have little kids, but when they were like babies, I didn't have the 2 hour block or the hour block to do the workout. So what that looked like for me was little, 10 minute spurts of, ways to create energy, maybe walking on the treadmill, or I took my kids for a walk, load them up with snacks, put on a murder podcast and walked around the block with them. Or we'd throw on some music and have a dance party. I'd take the laundry in multiple loads up and down the stairs. Anything I could do really to like just boost my heart rate for a few minutes at different points in the day. YouTube is great for walking videos. I would put that on because it's not too much, extra to do. And it was like one of those lowest demand things I could do to kind of like access what I needed. So creating the energy, when I reframed that in my mind to creating energy rather than working out, made a huge difference. So I always tell moms that's the first strategy, the first tip I give when wanting to create energy when you're busy. The second one that I say to create energy when you're a busy working mom is grounding and connection. So finding ways in your day to ground yourself and really make a connection maybe with a person. So for me, I enjoy social interaction. So I really love having time to connect and be social with people, with my husband, with my coworkers. Those kinds of things really help to boost my energy because it just taps into that side of my body that like it feels that endorphin rush. So that might be having a conversation on our recess break or some time when we're not working, just to kind of boost that energy. But I also feel like it's really important to get the sun on your face, be out in nature for a little bit of time each day if possible. So for me, I take about 15 minutes on my lunch breaks and I go for a walk around the block with a coworker and we talk. And so that is just enough of a separation that it's also creating energy because I'm getting my heart rate up, but more for the mental break of my job. I'm not eating my lunch at my desk. Those kinds of things, like physically moving myself out of that space. It creates energy so I don't get that afternoon slump as hard. That might also be just like walking over to the mailbox and getting the sun on my face or taking the dog around the block. Or just being outside watching my kids while they play. Those little things help you to kind of break up your day and boost your energy with the vitamin D from the sun and just the warmth and all of that light in your brain. It just really helps. So little times to either make connection with people that you love and or find some time to ground yourself outside is really helpful. Maybe that's like two tips in one. Okay, my next tip for boosting energy as a busy working mom is to lean in. So I'm going to say that because, you know, there's these times in your day where you catch yourself scrolling, you catch yourself zoning out, or just like your brain needs a break. When you notice that as a trigger, lean into it. So do something, let that be a trigger for you to do a behavior that helps you to energize or rest. So for me, when I catch myself scrolling, I know that that's a time that my body is telling me to shut down for a minute and recharge. And for me, ways I can do that in my day when I'm working may be just closing the computer for a second, not looking at a screen, having a cup of tea, taking some deep breaths in the quiet. Or if you are like, depending on your work, you can maybe take a break. I can't really do that so much, but you could throw on a playlist that you like that energizes you, get outside, like do that connection thing I just talked about, or read a book. Just sit and have a hot cup of tea and look out the window. Those kinds of things really do help to offer your brain that time and space to recharge. That can literally take 5 minutes if you need it to. Sometimes a meditation on the Calm app is really helpful. Whatever you need to do, but when you catch yourself doing behaviors like scrolling or some of those other things that your body telling you to rest, then listen to it and do it. And it's going to help you to stretch your energy even farther that day. Okay, my last and final tip for you is one that I'm diving deep into in the club this month. It is using your energy peak time to your advantage. So I'm quickly going to skim how to notice what your energy peak time is and how you can use that to your advantage. But if you really want to know and have practice and implement strategies to do this in your life, you got to think about joining me in the club. That's what our training is this month. And it's actually an audio training on an exclusive podcast that members in the club get access to. And then I can work one-on-one with you to help you to implement this. I have special tools that we use to find out your energy peak time. And I really want to help you to figure that out. So my tip is find out what times of day you feel like you have a little bit of a natural energy boost. And when you do that, you're going to be able to then take those times and choose your top three and put them around that if possible. I'll give you a quick example. Afternoons for me, I'm a low energy time. My kids were usually napping then. You know, it's after you eat lunch when you're working. Sometimes it's just the lower productive time of your day. And when that's the case, it's not the best solution to have your highest energy expendable tasks that you need to get done during that time, because your body is going to be wanting you to rest and you're going to be forcing it to keep going. And it's going to take you even longer. You might actually notice some of those, you know, scrolling behaviors, some of those behaviors popping up that your body's telling you to rest. You might actually notice them happening more in the afternoon, which will make that task 10 times longer to complete. I'll give you an example from when I was home with my kids. My kids would nap and I was like, okay, I got to grab some lunch really quick before they wake up, and I got to empty the dishwasher and I got to load the dishwasher, go throw in a load of laundry. You know, the list that you make in your head. Well, I would do that. I would come downstairs. I'd pick up my phone for a minute. I'd start to scroll. Before I knew it, it was 45 minutes. I had the dishwasher half emptied and I could hear a baby crying. And I was realizing that like I should have just sat down and rested, because when my kids get up and I've had that time to rest, now I can give my kids a snack and I can actually multitask and get those dishes emptied while they're doing that. And I would have done that task much faster. So you can apply that to your life at work or wherever that works for you. But taking stock of your day and really thinking about when do you have that natural energy boost, and then looking at your top three and seeing which ones can you do there to check it off the list. You're going to use your energy levels much smarter. You're going to work smarter, not harder. It's going to really give you that advantage that you're looking for and stretch your energy and patience just that little bit further. Okay, so I want to invite you to the club to check it out for this month. And if you are interested in learning a little bit more about that, I give you an actual energy quiz that will help you to figure out those energy peak times and energy low times in your day. And it's going to help you to navigate and then structure your day with a simple block planning system to help you to prioritize your top three around that. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me this week, and I hope they were helpful, and best of luck with some more energy for you in the weeks ahead. Take care.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.